think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm Mary O'Connor. Scotty Nell Hughes is in for a vacationing. Brian Wilson, good to have you, Scotty.
Thanks for having me.
And let's turn to the horrific story yesterday out of Turkey, where the ambassador from Russia was gunned down, assassinated in cold blood, shot in the back. Joining us now, Cliff May, president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. And obviously, this was a jihadist who did this. He said he was doing it in the name of jihad. He said that he screamed Allahu Akbar. He said, only death will remove me. Everyone who has taken part in the oppression will one by one pay for it. So we know it's a jihadist, Cliff May, but the question is, who actually ordered this kill? Do you think this is the kind of thing that someone just spontaneously decides they're going to do, or is this something that is planned?
Well, we don't know for sure. It certainly is possible that he was inspired to do it in sympathy with what's with the victims of Iranian and Russian atrocities taking place in Syria, most recently and most brutally in Aleppo. It's possible that he also has sympathies with ISIS. He may even have connections with ISIS, with the Islamic State. We don't know that for sure, and we won't. But this is, since this guy is a policeman, has a gun, this is the kind of thing he could do himself. And if you follow at all the images that have been coming out of Aleppo over the past 4 months, but really over the past few days, they are absolutely visions of hell that he's looking at. I'm not making excuses for him at all, but this is kind of old-fashioned terrorism in the sense that, and anyone can question if it's terrorism at all. It's definitely jihadism, but he's not hitting everybody in the art gallery. He's going for a government response, a government official, and that government is responsible for committing terrible acts of brutality.
And one other thing here before I hand it over to Scotty, his obvious animosity toward the Russian government manifest in this assassination. It's not necessarily outside of the official Turkish government's animosity toward Russia. They've been at odds over the policies in Syria. Is there any suggestion that this may have been endorsed or supported by the Turkish government?
I don't actually think so. There has been tension, but actually Erdogan has been fairly close with Putin since the time of the shooting down of the Russian plane. After the attempted coup, Putin was, I think, the first foreign head of state to call Erdogan and talk to him about it and congratulate him on putting down the coup. I think that's very unlikely. The Turkish government is now blaming this on Fethullah Gulen, who is a cleric who lives in the United States. I think that's absolutely nonsense that that's the case. There's certainly no evidence of that. Erdogan tends to blame Gulen for just about everything. No, I don't think the Turkish government's behind it. Russia and Turkey do have different views regarding Syria. Russians are supporting Bashar al-Assad, the dictator who is very much a client of Iran. Turkey would like to see Assad fall, but they're kind of getting along. I don't think that's what's behind this.
Well, let me ask you this. What do we do next? The way that Putin did respond is he did say that there can only be one response, stepping up the fight against terrorism, and he said that they needed to make sure who directed the killer's hand. How does Putin, when he woke up this morning, what was his directive? Because the Russians are not known for just sitting back and letting their ambassadors be killed and blaming it on things. What does he do now? And is this, do we go back to the old KGB days where we will never know what exactly, because you don't think he's going to let this just go by?
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think, one of the reasons the Russians are less hit by terrorism is because they do respond with such force and brutality afterwards. Look, if he thinks this is backed by ISIS, ISIS certainly approves of it. I guess there is a possibility he'll go after them more than he has been in Syria. The fact of the matter is, and this is something that a lot of people don't realize, Russia has been backing Assad. It hasn't. It's really backed Assad against, not so much against the Islamic State, but against the various other groups. It wants to reestablish Assad's power. We haven't seen Russia be a real partner for wiping out the Islamic State. That's not what it's done so far. So it's hard to say. If this was a lone gunman who was sympathetic towards the thousands and thousands of victims in Aleppo and other parts of Syria, and the Russians are helping to kill and brutalize them, there's not a whole lot Putin can actually do.
Well, remind our listeners, he did once say, to forgive the terrorist is up to God, but to send them to him is up to me. He doesn't joke around.
No, that's the thing about Vladimir Putin. Whatever else you want to say, he does not believe when Obama says there's no military solution that's true. He, on the contrary, he knows there is no resolution of conflict in a place like the Middle East without a very strong military component. Putin is not a guy who was educated in faculty lounges. He was educated in the KGB. You also may recall that Obama said when he came into Syria, you're stepping into a quagmire. He thought, no, I'm not. I know how to use military force to great effect. And that's the case, because what's happening in Aleppo, besides being a tragedy and an atrocity, is also somewhat of a victory for Assad and his backers, which include Russia,
Russia, very much
Iran, which is expanding what it sees as its version of a caliphate with the Shia call an imamate.
So what's the United States' response here, Cliff May? Does this complicate our issues with Russia with regard to their policies in Syria? Do we respond in any way, or for a brief shining moment, actually stand shoulder to shoulder with Russia on the world stage?
Oh, I don't think we either stand shoulder to shoulder or at a door. I think this brings Russia closer to us. We may say to Russia, this is what happens, and this is the kind of response you get. When you refuse to work with us to bring stability, when you escalate and bomb people in Syria and make the situation worse, after all, Kerry has tried for years now to get Russia to partner with the U.S. and produce some kind of stability and some kind of conflict resolution and some kind of political settlement. The Russians have said no. They've said yes, but then they haven't gone along with anything. I don't think it changes much for the U.S. We still do not have, after all these years, a coherent strategy against jihadism, against Islamism in all its forms, both Sunni, that's one side of the sword, the other edge, of course, is Shia jihadism. And this is the kind of thing you can expect. Look, as you know, other things have been going on this week. What happened in Berlin, which is an act of jihadism as well, probably inspired by the Islamic State, perhaps by al-Qaeda. We had terrorist attack over the weekend in Jordan, about 10 people killed. This is happening increasingly,
yep.
And there's no reason to think that this trend is going to abate anytime soon.
All right, Cliff May, good to have you. Unfortunately, we always have you when something horrible has happened around the world, but you always shed some light on it, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Cliff May, president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and yes, that terror attack that killed innocent bystanders at a Christmas market in Berlin.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.